Hi, I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types. Building a wardrobe. How do you do it? Now, this is something that might happen because you're, say, a graduate from university and you're having to build a wardrobe, a work wardrobe.
Yeah.
It could be because you've changed lifestyle. So you might have moved from a corporate role into motherhood.
Mm.
It could mean that you've moved from a corporate world into a casual business world.
Mm.
It could be that you've gone from work to retirement. There's all sorts of parts of life where we need to rebuild wardrobes.
Yeah.
Or it could be massive weight loss, massive weight gain.
Mm.
You know, I had to rebuild a lot of my wardrobe after I had my breast reduction.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things just no longer worked that I had. So there's all sorts of reasons. So
Yeah. Where
do you start? What is the starting point?
I think understanding the transition that has catalyzed this is important, because if it's a change of geography or a change of relationship status, say children moving out of home, children moving back into home, these things can help inform what it is that's happening. And then that's vital information for whatever change you're going to make to your wardrobe. And knowing whether you're going from more formal to casual, or perhaps it's the reverse, you're going from motherhood into a corporate role, or
Yes. You've
been promoted, or you've been working from home and as a consultant, and your client has hired you, and now you're a staff member. It's, of course, oodles of transitions.
So many things we transition in life.
Yeah.
So it's that thing of, like, where do you start?
Yeah.
And so I was asked, do you start with the heroes or do you start with the basics?
Yes.
And I think I was thinking, well, what would I do? Because, you know, that's an interesting question. And I thought, well, when I'm in a wardrobe and I'm helping someone create outfits, I start with a hero, find all the basics that they own, you know, and create outfits. So I'll go, you know, here this hero goes with these things. Here's one outfit with it. Here's outfit two with it. Here's outfit three with it.
Yeah.
We can create all sorts of outfits. You know, if I was with Jill and she has this jacket, I'd find every outfit that I could go with that jacket. And what are all our different options? So I start with a hero and then I build the basics around it. Now,
Yeah. If
you already own some basics, so I would say, if you have a hero already, great. If you don't have a hero, I think because heroes do make an outfit in many ways, it's good to find some heroes. Now, and one person's hero is going to be much more heroic than somebody else's.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the difference between a Marvel comic film where there's massive heroes versus a rom-com where the hero isn't quite so loud.
Yeah.
So we start with a hero. And then we build the basics around it. So this is where a colour palette is so useful.
Yeah.
Because if we want to start building a wardrobe, I will always want to build it around the colour palette that suits the person. Because then as I keep adding other elements in, we're going to have a natural ease of creating capsules as such. It's not something we have to think about. It's not something we have to be really specific about in the same way.
Yeah.
So I would think about going, okay, well, I've got my hero and I've created, you know, maybe we've got some basics that go with it.
Yeah.
And then I might go, okay, now I want to find another hero that goes with the basics I've already got.
Right.
And then I'll find a few more basics and then I'll find another hero. So it's almost like there's a, you know, like hero, basics, basics, hero, you know.
Yeah.
And just as we add to it, that it gives you, we're not overdoing the heroes,
but
we're also not overdoing the basics.
Yeah, so you never end up unbalanced.
Yeah.
And I think if you're looking for a place to start, that's a formula that you can never go wrong with. You will end up creating a wardrobe that works for you doing that. On the colour thing, I honestly don't know how anyone can curate a wardrobe without knowing what their colours are. To me, it is just so fundamental, it almost goes without saying. That said, we all know people who have never had their colours done and for whom that model of wardrobe
is unimportant.
It's just not a priority. And I guess what replaces it, if you like, is what do I love?
Yes, I think they have a very strong style statement or a style recipe often then.
Yeah, and I think if you're going to be sort of less formulaic or less sort of have a lot logical flow to it, there is a more organic way of approaching creating a wardrobe, and it's based on what do I love. It's based on what feels like me. And you know, we have met people for whom a wardrobe that almost looks like it's full of orphans actually works yes. for them. Now, this is the minority. It isn't yes. everybody, but it must be said that it's true enough for enough people that that's another legitimate yeah. way of going yes. about it. That there are people who will wear multiple heroes yes. in one
which
outfit.
Which is fine, but it you know, if it works for you, great. But if it doesn't, this is where you can just get caught up sometimes where you're going, yes. if you're only buying the heroes, then, and I've seen this many times in wardrobes where it's like, I can't put anything together because, you know, yeah. it's all hero.
It's not gelling.
It's not gelling, it's all hero.
Yeah.
So this is where you need to get that balance right. And I know we've talked before about heroes and basics, which we'll link to. So it is thinking about going, well, what works? And I mean, I know you've rebuilt your wardrobe too when you went from the corporate world to the consulting world.
Yeah, I've rebuilt my wardrobe several times. That was a major transition. I guess the first major transition was going from university to work. Yeah. And I had things on lay-by all over Sydney. I had no plan. Yeah. You know, I lived quite a ways out of the city where I was working, and I would stop off. Yeah. And I had all these things on lay-by. This is when you did lay-by.
Yeah.
I had all these things on lay-by. I had to, you know, just sort of crawl home, yeah. stopping off, you know, picking yeah. up my lay-bys. And because I had no overarching plan, I didn't have any of those structures yes. in place. What I ended up creating was a series of outfits
yes.
and no overarching versatility in things mm. and finding my colours was, you know, like the light being switched mm. on, and it really simplified so many things. And, you know, the other thing I find about knowing my colours is it's actually incredibly enlightening and illuminating and freeing. For me, it's very freeing. I don't yes. feel remotely limited by yeah. that, which is sometimes I think the criticism that comes with yes. it is going to be limiting.
Oh, it's like I won't be able to get anything.
Yeah, yeah. So some kind of overarching rationale to what you're doing, mm-hmm. I think, is necessary. Otherwise, you can end up way off the rails. And for me, getting some input into wouldn't it be nice to have some more casual pieces? Because my transition from big corporate into working for myself and in a casual environment was very, very tricky for me. I just got married. That was another key transition. I was finishing my MBA. I was finishing my master's. I was learning about color. I was learning to become an image consultant, and I became almost fixated on the rules. Yes. And that's, I think we've talked about this yes. once before. I kind of lost my flair because I was just so intent on getting it right all the time and not yes. making mistakes. And you know, I ended up creating a wardrobe that was sort of technically correct but totally uninspirational. And it was really when I started to bring more into it, what do I love? That's yes. such a vital part of making your wardrobe yeah. work.
And I think this is why it's important, and we've got a video on, you know, interesting basics, that yeah. even for a basic, it wants to be something that you get a bit of joy from.
Oh yeah.
That it's not just dull and boring to you, because then it's leave it behind.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at a basic and go, this is just dull and boring, well, it's not the right basic for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that no matter, like, so my jeans, you know, I get very plain jeans on the whole because yeah. I don't want people, you know, I don't like the distressing and staring at my crotch and, you know, all those things. I don't need it. There's enough other exciting stuff. So my jeans are very plain.
Yeah.
But I love them because they're comfortable and they fit well and they're a nice dark denim. And so they tick a lot of other boxes.
Yeah.
And absolutely. They're very, like, they make lots of versatile outfit. So yes, they're not exciting, but they're also, I don't find them, it's not like I kind of resent them. And I think if you kind of got things in your wardrobe where you go, well, this thing is just really dull,
yeah,
then that's, there's something wrong there. And this is where maybe a bit of analysis, a bit of, you know, take your photos, look at what you know, going, what do I love about those outfits? You know, break down, what are the things I love about the ones I love, what is it, versus the ones I don't love?
Yeah. Absolutely. And the other thing about the approach that you were talking about before, taking a hero as the central point, like the yes. middle of a wheel, and then the spokes that come yeah. off it, if you like, are these basic pieces, is you have an overarching view of the wardrobe. So it's not just looking at the individual pieces of it. And some of us can get a bit sort of can't see the, you know, forest for the trees. We're really yeah. just focusing on individual pieces. And however you come at it, you really do need to have a sense of your entire wardrobe and how it all hangs together. And in the video when we were talking about decluttering, this is one of the things that can happen, I think, yes, to women, is they're just looking at a piece in isolation, and no piece in your wardrobe exists in a vacuum.
No.
It is part of a family, it is part of a collective, yes, and it needs to be viewed that way. Yeah. How is it working in this collective?
And this is where it's like great to think about, you know, they're all family. They should be family. They should be working together.
Yeah.
We've been watching people put together kind of like shop fronts, their own kind of shop fronts, or their own style books, you know. Mm. So some people use some of the style book apps and things like that,
yeah,
which allow you to upload your wardrobe. And then you can kind of look at it as a whole.
This is
amazing to look at, because what you can see is going, okay, well, I'm seeing, you know, the colours work together.
Yeah.
There's a relationship, or my favourite things. And it might just be I'm going to get all my favourite things and put it there.
Yeah.
And then you'll go, wow, like what I've noticed is some, you know, they've all got asymmetry, or they've all got some quirky detail, or maybe that they're all a similar sort of cut or shape and they've got a simple elegance to them. Whatever that is, that's you.
Mm.
But then you see it as a cohesive whole,
yes,
rather than just a series of parts. And often I think many of us are visual.
Yeah.
That giving yourself that visual picture is a really great way to kind of get a handle on, because sometimes we go, well, what is my style, and I don't know, and how do I come up with a style recipe? That even doing something like that might be something good, that then you're going, okay, well, how do I build on this?
Yeah.
And of course, like, you know, there's wardrobe capsule forms and stuff as well that are really, you know, you can download it off the blog, and there's all sorts of different formulas. And I don't think of capsules as just a one thing. There's no, you know, nobody can have just one capsule. You really, you need separate capsules for your life. And really, every capsule should work in. To me, they all dovetail.
Yeah.
A capsule isn't just one set of clothes and that's it.
Yeah, isolated from the others.
Isolated. It really, it's, I have a capsule, but then I have another one that dovetails in here, and then I have another one that dovetails in there.
Mm.
And so, but I can, especially when I'm traveling, it's really easy to pop things together.
Yeah. So we're interested to know, from a Heroes and a Supporting Acts perspective, if you've had to rebuild your wardrobe, or even just recreate a certain element as you've had life transitions. Did you start with your Supporting Acts? Did you start with the Heroes? Yeah. How did they work together? And if you know your style type, how did that influence the approach that you took to rebuild any part of your wardrobe?